What is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Jay White sent me a couple of articles that he wanted my opinion on. Now, obviously, the first article, I'm just going to solve that one right now in a quick rant. And the second article is the one that I'm actually going to share. Now, the first article, by now, we all know what has happened with that piece of shit woman who, let's just go ahead and call it exactly what it was, preyed upon the 13-year-old boy, got pregnant, is going to be allowed to keep the baby, and has no jail time. First and foremost, they interviewed the mother, no mention of the father. Second off, for the Passport Brothers, this is a perfect thermonuclear weapon. Any detractor who would fix their mouth to say that the Passport Brothers are being predatory to foreign women, you can go ahead and share that article. What about the women who are preying on boys in America? Watch the mental gymnastics that will come out when you point that fact out. Now, if it were my son, you know what would happen? Well, it would be hockey mask time. Once I settled all of my affairs, that would be it. She would be offline on site, and I would accept whatever punishment that the court system would hand down to me. So yeah, got that little rant out of the way. Now let's get to the main article that I'm going to share with you, which was published on the 15th of February. Gentlemen, go ahead and break out your world's smallest violin. Depression in teen girls is on the rise, the CDC says. It's a wake-up call and an opportunity, according to experts. First and foremost, my callousness is completely off the charts covering this article. I could give two flying squirrels asses about what the fuck is happening with modern girls. I do not care. The record levels of sadness, hopelessness, and sexual violence reported by teen girls to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are not just an indictment of society. They are a wake-up call that presents an opportunity for schools and communities to get more involved in promoting teen well-being, says Margot Lindauer, Northwestern University School of Law Associate Clinical Professor. Oh, once again, young men are experiencing massive problems with this society that has all but turned its back on them. But, oh my God, teen girls are having a bad day. We need to stop the entire world to solve the problem. No. Guess what, teen girls? Here's what you need to do. Get the fuck over it. Just like they tell young boys. That means not only providing mental health services and domestic violation prevention education, but offering enhanced arts, music, and theater programs that enhance quality of life, she says. Yeah, the word salad and absolute bullshit that this woman's gonna talk about, it's all a circular fucking argument of, oh my God, girls, something's wrong with them, so society needs to stop and fix the problem. We need to provide a comfortable environment for girls. What about boys? Ah, you misogynist! Yeah, get the absolute fuck out of here. Anytime men try to talk about our problems, oh, you're anti-woman. You're a misogynist for trying to solve your own problems. I am so fucking tired of the weak men who fall for shaming tactics every time men try to speak up. Yeah, that's right. It's a bunch of weak, spineless, jellyback asshole men who constantly are in the way for men who actually want to solve the fucking problems that we men face in this society. Quote unquote, whenever the data is so dire, there's an opportunity, says Lindauer, a Northeastern expert in domestic violation. It's imperative that we use this data to compel some good, or really good, wraparound, holistic, cultural appropriate services for young women, she says. Yeah, typical feminist rhetoric. Typical. Every problem that women face needs to have all resources poured into it. But once again, when men have problems, we're told, get over it. Do better. Be better. Be better servants to the system and women. Now, I'm going to go over these three bullet points to keep the video from being too long. One, majority of teen girls feel sad and hopeless. Once again, I personally do not give a rat's ass about how they feel. We live in a very unfair and evil world. So guess what, young girls? Get the fuck over it and get the fuck over yourselves. When the data was collected in 2021, 3 in 5 girls felt persistently sad and hopeless, and more than 1 in 4 said they had seriously considered self-offlining in both cases, a leap of 60% from data collected in 2011. Quote unquote, high school should be a time for trailblazing, not trauma. CDC Chief Medical Officer Dr. Deborah Ourey said in a CDC press release. Obviously, the data isn't good. It shows how in need of support young girls are, Lindauer said. What about the boys? Oh, yep, that's right. I keep forgetting. Boys get no services. No. No. No services for boys whatsoever. But, like I said, if women so much as get a hangnail, we need to stop society and figure out what we need to do to prevent women from getting hangnails. Man, I tell you, this is why more and more young boys have said, fuck it, let society burn. Number two, the role of isolation and social media. Many students at that time are still suffering the effects of social isolation and were struggling to catch up on schoolwork after being remote learners for months, Lindauer said. There's clearly a correlation between mental health and isolation and also social media, she says, adding that viewing idealized and posed images on social media makes people feel inadequate. Makes women feel inadequate. Why? Because social media has projected so much false imagery into women, and guess what? They're the ones who fell for it hook, line, and sinker. Social media, just like regular media, caters to women to get money. And the fact that women to this day still can't figure that out. No, it's not that they can't figure it out. It's the fact that they refuse to accept that social media is nothing more than smoke and mirrors. Number three, make lessons about consent part of the curriculum. Oh, here we go. Here we go. That dreaded word called consent. Oh my God, here we go, the violation. Lessons about consent and gender equality in relationships need to be part of the health curriculum, Lindauer says, adding that too many young people are getting their information from social media and porn. Quote unquote, I think we need to have conversations around consent, intimacy, and pleasure much younger. Also, it should not be a conversation, rather an ongoing dialogue, she says. Okay, how about this, Miss Feminist Lindauer? How about the parents actually have the conversations? Oh, that's right. The majority of parents are single mothers. And if they are in a two-parent household, the father has the gun of the state pointed at him. So guess what? He can't even assert what needs to be asserted, which is dominance, which is control in his household. So yeah, the parents are pretty much handcuffed. Then you add to the fact that 9 times out of 10, the mother is actually competing with her daughter for attention on social media. Quote unquote, I think we need, yep, I already said that. The CDC report says it's important that schools increase students' sense that, quote unquote, they are cared for, supported, and belong at school. An approach called school connectedness. Man, I tell you, this is absolute, absolute bullshit. Offering students access to meditation or yoga could help relieve symptoms of stress and foster a sense of connectedness, Lindauer says. Quote unquote, we need to expand our understanding of mental and physical wellness to help our young people identify strategies, activities, and passions that alleviate the stress and trauma of living during this time period, she says. We need to be honest about the dangers of being sexually active while also acknowledging that young people experiment and that experimentation is natural and should be done with the most information possible. Once again, my humble opinion of what's happening with teen girls is I don't give a rat's ass. If we're not going to do anything to help the boys, then in my humble opinion, fuck the girls. Period. Period. Point blank. You know why? I've already said it. When it comes to boys and their troubles, society does not care. As a matter of fact, society will find a way to blame the boys, talk about victim blaming, but will blame the boys and say, you know what? Put the boys on some sort of drugs. But now, oh my God, girls are depressed. Oh, we need to stop society. Yeah, no. Nope, nope, nope. Toughen the hell up. Period. Point blank. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article so you can really get the major gist of this woman's outright bullshit. Let me know what you guys think. And women and girls around the world who feel like you're quote unquote suffering in this society that ultimately caters to you, understand this. The power you think you have with your tears will one day go out. Feminism and the idea that society needs to stop everything to continue to cater to you will go out right along with it. Because, as I said before, more and more men are bailing out. And guess what? Big Zaddy government is going to end up falling by the wayside. So yes, ladies, you're going to end up being on your own. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.